When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff event happening now and save up to 50% off select styles. Plus doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Salvador Perez having another chance here in the postseason is awesome, right? It's great to see because he's stuck with this franchise. We know there were all the stories in the last 12 months or so about they were seriously considering trading him. J.J. Piccolo, had conversations with him. They had like a real honest conversation about where the
organization
where the organization was headed. And, you know, was this going to be another 3 years of rebuilding, or did they think they could bounce back? I think even they would admit that this team has exceeded their expectations in terms of, do they think they're going to go from 56 to being in a wild card round just like that? I don't know. But they went out and made moves, of course, to put them in position to do that. And they got Bobby to buy in with the contract. They got Salvi, of course, to buy in by sticking around. And it all paid off for everybody. You asked JJ when he joined us, I don't know, 2 months ago maybe, you know, about that conversation. And you know, sometimes the best moves you make are the ones you don't make, right? And that is panned out. And so for Salvi, I'm happy he's here in the postseason because
and with the Royals,
for your Hall of Fame,
they need to do it there
for a Hall of Fame case, Cody, right? I mean, I think at the end of your career, if you can say you spent your whole career with one team, that's rare in baseball now more than ever. That should help your case. If you now have another, hopefully it's a deep playoff run again, and it's not just a quick 2-game series or 3-game series. If he comes up with big moments, a game-winning RBI, like all these things add to his legacy for Cooperstown too. This is the stage that he kept playing in Kansas City for. Like, you know, he didn't have to go somewhere else to get into this moment. He was able to stay in Kansas City, and I think that's a huge benefit to him in his Hall of Fame case.
Royals have only been in the postseason 3 times in the last 25 years. Salvador Perez has been the starting catcher for all 3 of those games, and so yeah, it stands out what he's been able to do. I hope for his sake he gets a couple of moments, right? A couple more big moments, because just being back in the postseason seems cool, and you would think just based on generally where this team is, they'll have another crack at getting to the postseason this year. But it's going to be hard to recreate the starting pitching staff from this season, which means they're either going to have to develop more guys, Gold, or they're going to have to find a way to keep those things back up. And so there's going to be an extra challenge that maybe we haven't seen before. There's going to be an additional challenge that we haven't seen before. But I think Salvador Perez, it's just he's the player I'm probably between him and Vinny now, because Vinny just wasn't supposed to play in the series. Mm-hmm. He's obviously the player I'm the most happy for. Sure, I'm happy for Bobby because he signed here, he took some trust in the organization, and now he's here. Yeah, absolutely. Or the guys who just signed with the Royals and hoping, like Lugo and Waka, or somehow I guess Will Smith's got a chance to win
his
fourth
straight World Series. I mean, that is incredible.
Like, I know he's not on the on the current playoff roster. I don't care, dude. The Royals go all the way through and win the World Series. Will Smith was on his fourth straight team to win it. But, like, the guy I'm happiest for the most is Salvi. It would have been easy. And he had finally given the permission, like, fine, if you got to trade me, trade me. And the Royals didn't do it. They held on. He held on. And everybody stuck through this damn thing.
And he puts
now
together
back
one
in the
of his
postseason
best
in a
Royals
ever. Unit.
And he puts together one of his best seasons in his MLB career at the age that he's at. I mean, it's sensational. And it definitely adds to his legacy. The other thing I think – for fans, I'm curious for you guys as well, 913-586-7965, is what does this do for your view on ownership, depending on what this postseason run looks like? We all know, as soon as this season is over, and I know people have enjoyed it not being discussed here, but as soon as the season is over, the stadium stuff is getting
right
hit back up, right?
Are you kidding?
Like, and so what can a playoff run do for how Kansas City views John Sherman, the possibility of a downtown ballpark, the public money that we all know will be necessary, it's just the reality of the situation, to get said ballpark. I think that'll be something that can change. Now, that would require a deep playoff run.
Yes.
And based on recent reports from the mayor's office and some of the other local media outlets, they may not need, quote-unquote, the same fan support that they needed before, as in it may not need a ballot. It may not have to go there. It might be something that the city just handles on their own, and then there's this, you know, tax district, if you will, that ends up supporting it through public money that way. But I do think he has a chance, much like David Glass's image changed forever. Obviously, I know he has since passed, but David Glass's image has changed because of what they did in 14 and 15. Because we all know what everybody was saying about him before the World Series run and the wild card game in 2010 and 2012. David Glass, you know, he's cheap. He doesn't do anything. All these things.
And people were starting that up with Sherman a little bit because of the stadium stuff. Like, he wants our money.
So I think, much like how everybody's long-term view ended up being his legacy for David Glass changed forever because of 14-15, John Sherman and how people view him, he went out and spent money on Lugo and Waka and paid Bobby Witt Jr. an extension. All that stuff happened, and now they're in the playoffs. If they go on a run, I think it changes the way people view John Sherman forever, too.
And then when they were desperate, like when they were like legitimately desperate after Vinny got hurt, did he stop writing checks? Even though they were at their theoretical limit, Gold, did he stop paying for guys like Tommy Pham or Paul DeYoung? I'm not saying those are expensive players, but there's plenty of ownership groups who be like, I'm not going to sink more into this. Win with the players you have or get out. Like, there's not – this is about you. And I know we're going to talk to JJ here in a few minutes. But, yeah, I think that with Sherman, I never understood it anyway. Like, with Glass, there was some evidence that he had almost pretty much openly said, right, that I'll start spending money when this team, should have money spent on it, was essentially the David Glass motto in the early stages of his owning the Kansas City Royals. John Sherman came here. He took over in a pandemic. They had a medium-sized payroll even then. In the middle of the pandemic. Then 2 years after, they were not good, straight up not good. They set, like you said, a franchise record for how much they paid Bobby Witt Jr. They spent all that money on the pitchers. Like, I don't know how you could go into this year and think it. The stadium thing, in a weird way, feels separate to me because that's not what you're spending on the team. You're asking the city to pay for this building, and you're saying, hey, that will turn into more spending for the team. But it's not like he hasn't spent. It's not like they put no money.
But, you know, I mean, we don't have to rehash it, but there were so many reasons why in April it didn't, you know, it didn't pass. A ton of reasons. One of the smaller reasons that was always mentioned was like, well, this team doesn't win anyway. Why should I support you? Kind of thing. So I think that's a small fraction of why people didn't vote for it. There's the money. There's the planning. There's the design. There's the location. There's so many things that went into it. Plus, it was coupled with the Chiefs plan. But I think there was at least a small fraction of people that were like, I'm not going to vote for something for a team that just won 56 games.
Sure.
And so, or that's, I guess at that point in time, the season was, 56. Yeah. And they had, the Royals had gone off to a good start this year, but we didn't know what it was going to bring. Nobody really necessarily thought it was going to bring a postseason appearance. So I think for some people, it's significant. There's still a lot of overarching issues, but I will be curious to see if how people talk about ownership changes if this team wins this series against Baltimore, if this team goes on a run and things like that. Like, I see some of you on the text line. Some of you said, hey, it doesn't really matter. I already view ownership favorably. Some other people said, you know, this is something that can cement his legacy going forward and things like that. So I think that's all in the cards. And then, heck, our guest here in about 8 minutes. I mean, J.J. Piccolo, I think he's already won fans over based off of how this season went. No matter what they do in the postseason, based off of pushing the right buttons. Hey, here's money you can spend. Go out and make smart decisions. And just about, I would say 90% of them have hit. Doesn't mean they haven't missed on a player. I still think Hunter Harvey, the jury is still out. We'll see what he is next year.
And they couldn't have known he'd been a healthy player his entire career. They traded for a healthy player.
But Urseg has been, my goodness. I mean, we all know what Urseg has meant, and obviously the
aforementioned Reagans and Lugo. Yeah, I mean, and every single trade they've seemingly
made. Renfro, even at times, was very important to this team. It still is. I mean, Renfro might be a guy that has to be the playoff hero, too.
Weirdly enough, sometimes the things that get lost in being a general manager is the players you stick with. Like the not trading Brady Singer a year early, going back to Daniel Lynch, telling yourself that the middle of the order can be Vinny, Bobby, and Salvi. Sure, Bobby's an obvious answer. Vinny was coming off the injury, maybe didn't have a choice, but then Salvi, you know, like the players you stick with sometimes also matters because you have other choices, right? You can go down and dig for Drew Waters if you want instead of Kyle Isbell, or dig for some other outfielder instead, right? You could take chances with your minor leaguers. Try to guess who you think is ready, who you think is not ready, and they didn't do that. I mean, I can't believe, like, I mean, honest to God, there's been, like, two major storylines I think we've undersold. One is Bobby Wood Jr., which we can get to a little bit later in the show, just, like, the season he had individually. And it gets lost a little bit in the major league lore because Aaron Judge also had an incredible season, and Shohei Ohtani had 50-50. But the other one is easily that they are only the second team in Major League Baseball history to lose 100 games last year and then go to the postseason. They were a joke. And the difference between, and they took it like they were a joke. They only had seven, eight players who were on the starting 26-man roster from the year before, on the starting 26-man roster this year. They looked at their roster last year and they said, "We stink. And we don't want to stink anymore. And if we're going to fix these things, we better start making some tangible changes." And so, like, that should 100 losses? Gold, they won 56 games last year. And today, on 96.5 The Fan, your home for the Royals, you get to listen to playoff baseball. 56? That's the difference. Every once in a while in the NFL, you see it. But this would be like the year Andy Reid took over, and you should view it as much, where they were the number one overall pick, taking Eric Fisher, and all of a sudden they were finding themselves in the playoffs again. You're like, ooh. Well, that was a change, wasn't it? Weren't you the worst team in the league last year? Wasn't everything going horribly wrong? Not anymore, man. Royals are a playoff team again. I so desperately want them to get this first game so that we can at least take a little heat off of Tony.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff event, happening now, and save up to 50% off select styles. Plus doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff event, happening now, and save up to 50% off select styles. Plus doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.